month that's blessed. Ramadan's the best. Good deeds are done, and with Hood Hood, it's fun. It's a month of blessings, I'm sure you'll get your share. So do good deeds and show that you care. Hood Hood, keeping you company this Ramadan on Radio Islam.
Hood Hood, Assalamu Alaikum. Come on, old chap. Don't snore like an old man. Wakey, wakey.
Ach, Mian, please go. I'm sleeping, can't you see?
It's raining, it's pouring. Hood Hood is snoring. He played too much with his siblings. Now he can't wake up in the morning.
Zineza, how can you make so much noise in the morning when it's time for snoring? Don't you know it's haram to put fellow Muslims into distress?
Maybe because it's not time for snoring. It's actually time for suhoor.
Suhoor already? My head is so sore. I don't think I can fast today, and it's Sunday. Sunday is a rest day. So I'll just take off and start tomorrow.
Excuse me, mister? Just take off? Who do you think you are to make and break the rules as you please? You're not in grade R in play school where you could get away with naughtiness.
Don't be like that. Ramadan is the month of mercy. Be kind and merciful. I'm a child.
I am showing mercy on you, dearest Hood Hood. If I leave you to be lazy and spoilt, you'll never grow out of those bad habits and you'll cry like a girl right into high school.
I'm not a girl.
You're certainly crying like a girl. Come on, show us that you're the son of Islam that rises before the sun, higher than the sun, the lion of Islam.
I'm a bird in grade 3 with a major headache, not a lion.
Okay, well then, suit yourself. I tried to help you. Fasting is fard, and you made a niyyah to keep all your fast this year. I didn't tell you to overdo it and play till so late after Tarawih with your friends. Having a headache from playing too much hide and seek is not a reason to miss a fast. Anyway, you'll have to pay the penalty and keep kafara of 60 consecutive fasts if you break your fast without a valid reason for this one day of laziness. You'll be fasting till Eid al-Adha.
What? 60 fasts? What are you talking about? Don't talk like that. 60, I'll die.
Yeah? Now you never listen nicely what Molana was explaining, isn't it? If you break a fast intentionally, with no valid reason, you have to fast 60 days consecutively. That means one after the other without breaking it, as qadha for the fast that you missed. And it gets better. If you miss a single day in between, you have to start all over again. At least if you die, you're going to die in the state of fasting, subhanallah.
60 is nothing. My great-grandfather, he'll hang out with Sulaiman alayhi salam, as mentioned in the Quran, in the surah of the ant An-Naml, and the father of Dawood alayhi salam used to fast every second day the whole year. I can fast the whole year. It's in my genes.
Okay, cool. Then fast. I'll be sure to make a special suhoor and iftar platters for you for those 60 days. And since our farmyard friends won't be fasting, they'll sample it first. They'll tell me if it's perfectly delicious. I'm sorry if there isn't anything afterwards.
You know what? I don't want to give you extra work because you're already so busy and you do so much for me. I don't want to burden you for another 60 days of cooking lots of things. You know what? My headache is gone. I'm feeling much better. I'll fast today.
Oh, no shame. Sleep, my baby. You're only in grade 3. Shame sleep.
Hey, you know what? I'm the Ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I fast in Ramadan.